This is Ozarks at Large. Two Berryville residents who worked in the regional poultry industry died earlier this month because of COVID-19, according to a report from the Eureka Springs Independent last week. Both worked at the Berryville Tyson plant. While a Tyson spokesman told us he can't confirm the workers' names, the company is deeply saddened by the loss of any Tyson team member and is keeping the family in their thoughts and prayers at this difficult time. The statement continues to say Tyson has put in place a host of protective steps at its facilities to meet and exceed CDC and OSHA guidance for preventing the spread of COVID-19. Like the local Latino community, the Marshallese community has also been disproportionately affected by the coronavirus surge in Northwest Arkansas. And as Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek reports, community leaders and medical professionals are alarmed by the health disparities that they're witnessing.
You know, many of us, we know each other from when we're young, from the islands or any kind of connection along the way.
That's Dr. Sheldon Ricklin. He's an associate professor at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Fayetteville. Ricklin was raised in the Marshall Islands and is one of only two U.S.-trained Marshallese doctors in the world.
If we don't know them, the younger generation, we know their parents or their grandparents or their great-grandparents. So it's a very close-knit community. So, you know, anything that happens with one person or even one family impacts everybody else.
And what's been happening in the Marshallese community is a high rate of COVID-19 infections, many of which have resulted in hospitalization or death. Pearl McElfish is the vice chancellor of the UAMS Northwest Arkansas campus and founder of the Center for Pacific Islander Health. And she says the statistics are worrying.
In total, the population, the Marshallese population, makes up about 0.5% of the population in Arkansas and probably 2% of the Northwest Arkansas population, with some concentration in Springdale. So it would be a little bit higher percentage there.
Yet the Marshallese make up 5 to 6% of Northwest Arkansas's COVID-19 cases. And between Washington and Benton counties, they make up half of the deaths.
This disparity in the rate at which the population should be contracting COVID and the rates that we see are just quite alarming.
Both McElfish and Dr. Ricklin have met with the CDC team that's been invited to Northwest Arkansas to investigate the factors that are leading to coronavirus infection disparities in both the Marshallese and Latino communities.
A few of our community leaders were able to meet with the CDC via Zoom call a couple of days ago, actually on Wednesday morning, and we were able to kind of have a conversation with them as far as some of the concerns that the community has and hoping that, you know, something comes out of their visit.
Ricklin says Marshallese are often essential workers, and many are employed by the regional poultry industry, which has seen a steady increase in COVID-19 cases throughout the processing plants in Benton and Washington counties.
So even though we want to stay home to protect the family, we still have to go to work so we can protect the family by, you know, supporting ourselves.
Then McElfish says there are the socioeconomic factors.
Marshallese community members tend to live in very dense housing, so there may be 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 Marshallese family members living in a small apartment, and so it's much harder to social isolate.
And finally, Ricklin says there are the health disparities that have existed for years prior to the pandemic.
Many of us have chronic diseases, you know. We have chronic diseases that's, you know, years in the making, and, you know, it comes from back home and different circumstances, as you may know, in terms of the environment, the change in the culture and the nuclear weapons testing program and all that. One of the other things is, you know, we've always had limited access to healthcare and really lack of access.
Those chronic illnesses include diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease, all of which are considered coronavirus comorbidities. But as Compact of Free Association migrants, McElfish says Marshallese adults don't qualify for Medicaid or Medicare, which means many of them don't have health insurance.
When we signed a Compact of Free Association with the Marshall Islands, they did. And then as part of the welfare reform, Marshallese migrants were left out of that. So they weren't excluded intentionally, but they were left out of that. And this has created a significant disparity over the past several years, and one that we have not fixed.
That welfare reform, called the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act, took place in 1996. The Marshallese were granted COFA status 10 years prior, after the U.S. took possession of the islands during World War II to conduct weapons tests. From 1946 to 1958, the U.S. detonated numerous nuclear weapons, exposing Marshall Islanders to significant levels of radiation. The U.S. military presence on the Atoll Nation continues to this day. As COFA migrants, the Marshallese are allowed to freely enter, live, and work in the U.S. And while they do have some affordable health care access through UAMS, county health units, and community clinic, Dr. Sheldon Rickland says that's not enough when trying to prevent and manage chronic diseases.
It's easy for, like for myself as a medical professional, to tell community members, you know, you should go and get screened, you know, do your preventive maintenance, healthcare maintenance issues, go find a physician. But if they don't have access to that health insurance, you know, Medicaid, like, you know, here also in Arkansas for the adults, it's difficult for them to do that.
Pearl McElfish says she's also concerned the lack of insurance has many Marshallese delaying care until their COVID-19 infection has progressed to a level that makes it much more difficult to treat.
I am hopeful that we will take this this pandemic and the effects on the Marshallese community very seriously. I also hope that we remember that this is why the social determinants of health and health equity are so critically important for things like diabetes and hypertension, also for things like COVID-19.
McElfish believes it's critical for the CDC team, the Arkansas Department of Health, and the governor's office to understand that, like the Latino community, the Marshallese are a special population that is going to need a more nuanced approach to curb the spread of the virus.
You know, we've all heard the term that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. And my fear is that we are going to have the same solution or same Band-Aid in the way that we address COVID with the general population for the Marshallese population, and it simply won't work. We have to have a special, dedicated approach.
That dedicated approach, she says, should include bilingual health navigators, contact tracers who are focused on building trust in the community, and support for individuals who have tested positive for COVID-19 so they can self-quarantine, which Dr. Rickland says isn't always easy for Marshallese families.
You know, you don't live in a home where you can basically isolate yourself or quarantine yourself. Every time you do go to work and you come back home, there's the risk that you're bringing something home. And, you know, that's where the uneasiness comes into play, and the anxiety and the fear and trying to figure out what's best for the family. You know, most of us want to work to provide, but at the same time, we don't want to work so we don't bring the infection to the family.
McElfish says she realizes a dedicated approach will take more time and resources, but it's the right and effective thing to do.
But my biggest fear is that we are going to say, here's our plan. Our plan works for the general population. And, oh, we'll just translate to Spanish, or we'll translate to Marshallese, or maybe we'll hire one or two bilingual workers, and then we're going to solve the problem. And it just won't work. We have to have a population-specific solution for the Marshallese community and the Latinx community. And I fear we're not going to do that well enough, fast enough.
During Tuesday's coronavirus response briefing, we asked Arkansas Health Secretary Nate Smith to provide an update on the CDC's visit to Northwest Arkansas. He says the team is spending more time in the region than it typically does.
Typically, we'll have a CDC team come for about a week. They're doing a deeper dive, which is exactly what we've asked them to do.
While they're here, the CDC is specifically doing a deeper analysis of the chains of transmission among households.
That's something that's very detailed and challenging for us to do. They're taking a deeper dive there. They are also scheduling different focus groups to get a better idea about what different groups within the community, what their thinking is and how they could be most effectively reached with messages to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Smith says they're also developing plans for targeted coronavirus testing.
Even getting down to particular apartment complexes et cetera, where the testing could make an impact in terms of identifying chains of transmission to be able to interrupt those. And they're also, of course, continuing to work with our poultry industry there to analyze data.
The CDC will then use all the data the team has been able to gather from working with the Marshallese and Latino communities to give the state some strategies to curb the spread of COVID-19. Governor Asa Hutchinson says he's hopeful the CDC visit will make a difference and has been encouraged by the local response to the rapid rise in cases.
All of a sudden, you see the Northwest Council, you see industry as well, investing in their own resources in contact tracing, in making sure they have the infrastructure to address this challenge. Knowing Northwest Arkansas, they're innovative. They're not going to let this get them down. They're going to put additional resources in addition to what we're doing.
Hutchinson says between contact tracing and expanded testing, the state is doing everything it can.
If there's some stone that's unturned or some additional action that should be taken, we'll look for ways to accomplish that.
We also asked the governor about what the state believes might be contributing to the spread of coronavirus in other Northwest Arkansas communities, those that aren't Latino or Marshallese.
What I see is that you've got all across the state of Arkansas some community growth in cases. And then in Northwest Arkansas, you've got an additional layer that's connected to the language barrier populations, the ones that we're trying to utilize CDC resources to address, and the food processing industry. And so that is really where I see the added growth there in Northwest Arkansas.
At the moment, there are more than 600 CDC staff deployed across at least 16 states to help state, local, and tribal leaders stop the spread of coronavirus in their communities. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Dr. Sheldon Ricklon says there is a bill making its way through Congress right now that would make Marshall Islanders and other COFA residents eligible for Medicare and Medicaid. He says there's already bipartisan support for the COFA Act in the House, including from Representative Steve Womack, and he hopes there will be bipartisan support for the measure in the Senate.